Hi, Jan.
Hi, Peter. What are we talking about today?
Yeah, you know, I was hoping we could talk about a question I get a lot from instructors, and that's how they can tailor their courses to students with a huge range of prior experience in the subject matter. So in other words, yeah, how can they keep students with lots of experience in a subject interested and engaged without leaving behind students who maybe don't have as much experience in that area? And so luckily there are actually a few things instructors can do to help take advantage of that range of experience and keep folks engaged.
Oh, that sounds great. So what are you thinking?
Yeah, so one strategy that seems to work well is to have students with more experience in an area serve as leads during group work, during class. For example, if an instructor is teaching a course in JavaScript, for example, you might have students with more experience in JavaScript lead small group discussions during class. This can involve making sure each group member gets a chance to share their ideas, recording what folks say, and then reporting their findings back to the class.
Sounds good.
Yeah,
good.
And then depending on the level of maybe comfort in the role, you as the instructor might need to do a little bit of coaching for the students who have more experience on what makes for a successful lead, or at least check in every now and then to make sure the group is working well.
Oh, that sounds great.
Yeah.
So what else could work?
Yeah, so let's see. In a similar way, instructors might also have students with more experience serve as leads for larger group projects. So in this role, students can help identify the goals of a project, help decide how the group wants to go about reaching those goals, establish timelines and deliverables, and if the project involves some sort of presentation or facilitation, they can help lead it. Just like with the other example, instructors might need to do a little bit of coaching with those students to help things run smoothly.
Yeah, I like that.
Yeah.
Sounds really creative. So in both cases, it sounds like students with more experience can not only get practice with helping other students understand the ins and outs of, say, JavaScript, which can help them deepen their own understanding of it, but it also gives them an opportunity to practice leadership skills. So that can be really valuable if they're hoping to, like, move up to the next level of leadership in their company or someplace else.
Yeah, which we know a lot of students in our programs are looking to do anyway. Another thing, kind of going even further and taking it to another level, another strategy is to have students lead either part of or an entire class meeting.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, okay. So a little bit bigger than just projects and group work. And in this case, instructors might need to help students who are leading the class prepare a little bit in terms of, for example, making sure they know what the learning objectives are for that day, how they might go about meeting those objectives, what sort of activities they might want other students to engage in, things like that. And then the benefits here for students are similar to those with having them lead group work or projects, but leading a class also gives them a chance to practice being in front of an audience, keeping that audience engaged, and then helping that audience make sense of the subject matter.
Okay. So, yeah, I really like these ideas, but how do instructors know what kind of experience their students have or if they're even interested in taking on a lead role?
Yeah, no, that's a great question.
Okay.
And one option is to just ask, maybe on the first day. For example, instructors can ask students to share their experiences with them and with each other, again, maybe on the first day during introductions and things like that. Instructors can also invite folks to let them know, maybe in person or over email or whatever method works, if they're interested in practicing their leadership skills in the ways we talked about earlier.
Okay.
And then with that information, instructors and those interested students can decide when and how might be the best way to move forward.
Very cool.
Yeah. And that's about it.
Okay.
Yeah. If anybody out there has any other questions about teaching and learning that we'd like to hear us talk about, email us at peterf3@uw.edu. Or Jay Kinney, that's J-K-I-N-N-E-Y, at uw.edu.
Great. Thanks, Peter.
Sure.